Welcome to another episode of the Life Mastery mini-series, where we talk about the science of happiness and success. Today, I'm going to be giving you an easy, transformative philosophy that will create a peaceful, successful life. It's called work with, not against. You are always better off finding a way to work with other people. Life is easier if you recruit allies instead of enemies, so engage positively. In most cases, listening, compromising, and joining forces will yield much better results than fighting. Enter every situation with the intention to get along with people. You want to get the best out of yourself and get the best out of others because other people are going to take care of you and provide your support. People don't change their minds often, so making them feel good about your engagement and encouraging cooperation is much more likely to get a good result than trying to change them, complaining and criticizing. If you want to enjoy yourself, make money, you will have to recruit allies and support. Personal and business success are built on the strength of relationships. The key to a better life is learning to get along better with other people. Getting along with others requires very little energy expenditure and yields excellent results and a happier, more peaceful life. People spend their lives battling themselves, their children, their diets, their circumstances, and their colleagues. It's exhausting, and it's an impediment to happiness and success. Life is hard enough without creating enemies and obstacles by promoting conflict. If you work with others, they will help you when things do not go your way. If you make enemies, they will push you down further. People who are part of a strong family unit or community live longer statistically because they have an infrastructure to help them when they are in need and more reason to stay alive. So the best value investment is positive relationships. Swimming against the current is exhausting, but going with the flow will help you travel much further with less energy expenditure. Most of all, your happiness is dependent on the success of human interactions, so getting along well with others will make you happy. Conflict is expensive. Don't make war if you can make peace. Fighting is the least likely path to a happier life. And to be honest, the older I get, the less I fight. So if there's something I can teach you, it's that fighting is seldom worthwhile. If people like and support you, there is no limit to how much they may help you. People will do remarkable things for you if they believe in you. But by the same token, if you make enemies, they may go to any ends to obstruct and sabotage your endeavors, and people find vengeance very motivating. So conflict is an expensive investment with poor returns. It is dangerous, exhausting, and unpredictable. Once you start arguing and egos come into play, solutions become complicated. There are no winners in a war, but there is generally collateral damage to both sides. In most cases, working with people will build relationships and alliances, whereas conflict will destroy them. And conflict comes at a high personal cost. Fighting makes you feel stressed and unhappy. Your life experience is a creation of your brains, so you will become tired and depressed if you deprive your brain of positive nutrition and bombard it with stress hormones all the time. And there's nothing more stressful than fighting and conflict. It's well documented that stress causes a raft of medical issues, premature aging, raises your blood pressure, shortens your life. As you become increasingly tired, you become more irritable and you inflame conflicts even more. You can't get any sleep because stress hormones keep you awake and your mind is preoccupied with conflict. It invades your psyche and it distracts you from positive endeavors that could be making your life happy and successful. But all of your resources are committed to winning a war. When all is said and done, you look around at the broken relationships and you wonder what you've achieved by fighting. In most cases, you want to improve your relationships. You don't want to fight with your spouse, your friends, or your colleagues. So work with, not against them. Kindness and apology are much more likely to get you the outcome you want with much less time and energy expenditure than fighting. Being nice and seeking peace requires little resource, so you have kept everything in reserve in case conflict is necessary. You lose nothing by using work with, not against as your initial strategy. Some people are abrasive by nature, and their currency is conflict. If you have an argument with them, you will feel bad for the rest of the day, but they will feel fine because fighting is their modus operandi. Don't pick a fight with a pig. You will both end up getting dirty and the pig will enjoy it. Generally, when I interact with abrasive people, I try to work not against them. I only react and push back if I'm seeking a specific change in outcome and there is no better peaceful alternative. Most of the time, I smile benignly and do not engage negatively. This enables me to spend less time and energy on unnecessary conflict. All the practice I get with my benign smile comes in useful when interacting with my wife. I get all this value without any change in outcome. It can be difficult to smile benignly in the face of unreasonable behavior because our egos get in the way. We can't bear the idea of the other person walking away believing that they were in the right all along. They bested you even though they were in the wrong. But this is the wrong way to look at this. You have achieved something. You've avoided an unnecessary fight. You've avoided ruining a positive relationship, and you've avoided costing yourself emotional angst and harm. Work with, not against, is all about your attitude and philosophy. If you live your life like a hammer, everything will look like a nail, but you will have to keep bashing your head to get what you want. Forcing an agenda can only work by applying excessive force. As soon as you lose the power advantage, the other person will hit back harder. But if you recruit them as an ally, you may have a friend and support for life. Always look to work with, not against, others to find common goals and work with those. Compromise is actually a form of control because you can give ground on things that don't mean that much to you and you can keep demanding the things that you really want. Both people walk away with something happy, but if you make an enemy, you may have made an enemy for life. But let's look at some practical applications. What about working with, not against, yourself? Your primary mission is to work with yourself to become the best person that you can be. Often what we see is that only when people are in their 40s and 50s, they realize that they've spent their lives fighting against themselves when they should have just embraced the person that they are. I certainly had that experience when I was younger. I fought myself to study for years like all my fellow students and medical students, but because of my hyperactivity, I just couldn't study. I used to not go out on Saturday nights. I used to stay home. I used to fight with myself, and I never did a minute of useful work by doing that. So I wasted lots of time, and only when I was much older, I realized that I could develop ways of working and studying that worked for me, that didn't involve sitting and looking at a textbook. And that's the goal that we all have, to find a way to work with ourselves. Because the one person you will always have to work with is yourself. Interestingly, successful people are not always the most talented, but they are people who work with themselves and manage to get the best out of their abilities and circumstances. Many of the world's greatest sporting stars are actually not the most talented, but the ones who are most determined and learn to make the most of what they have. Look at Nadal and Federer. Nadal himself would admit that Federer is a more talented tennis player, but Nadal, through his unflinching determination and finding ways to make Federer uncomfortable and just fighting, was able to bring out the best by using his strengths against Federer's weaknesses and to keep moving forward in a determined fashion. And that's a great analogy for life. Being realistic about what we do well and badly can help us make the most of our talents and minimize our weaknesses so that we can avoid repeating mistakes. Once you stop taking yourself so seriously and learn to work with who you are, laugh at yourself, laugh about your flaws and weaknesses. There's no point beating yourself up for being human. It's exhausting and it's a depressing battle that you can never win. You'll always be human. So the only person that you'll end up defeating is yourself. And what will you win? We all have finite abilities and human frailties. Albert Einstein was not great at languages, but he had a few good ideas about physics. He could have lamented his failed personal battle to master writing English, but who cares, since he wrote all of his great papers in German? You won't succeed by working against yourself, so start enjoying who you are and working collaboratively with yourself. What about working with others? Happiness and success depend entirely on your ability to work with others in your personal and business life. Humans require affirmation from others to be happy. If you want people to like you, become likable. Your life will be easier and more successful if people want to assist and support you. If you want people to help you, become more helpful. If people like you, they may actually want to help you. Management evidence suggests better outcomes with a strategy called stakeholder engagement. Instead of telling others what to do, good leaders recruit people to their cause and empower them to express their talents and make decisions. This creates a unified team with diverse abilities, a built-in emotional support, and an increase in available human resource with the potential for greater productivity with fewer errors. Stakeholder engagement requires that you listen to people, make them feel heard and appreciated, give them a voice instead of trying to silence them. Stop trying to push people down and rather build them up with praise and reinforcement. If you have something nice to say, say it. If they feel a part of what you are doing and you build a relationship, they will become invested in you. If they feel positively disposed towards you, they're much more likely to compromise and give you what you want. Whenever I walk into a meeting at work, I say to myself, work with, not against. I'm going to listen, I'm going to try to get along with others, and I'm going to contradict people as little as possible. Stop saying no, contradicting people, and arguing. It's seldom a useful strategy because you won't change other people's minds most of the time, so you are wasting energy and generating negativity. If you have nothing nice to say, say nothing. Conflict usually complicates situations and relationships for the worse. Resolution becomes time-consuming. It's easier and more efficient to work with, not against. There's no point challenging others unless there is a need to do so for a specific outcome. Being quiet and saying nothing is very energy efficient. As a doctor, I can tell you that more people have died from shooting their mouths off than those who have died by keeping their thoughts to themselves. A particularly valuable lesson in marriage, by the way. As a high expression of work with in business and personal relationships, it's usually better to give credit for your ideas to other people so that they feel invested in the decisions that will help you. Once they believe that the idea was theirs, they will recruit support and allies and become emotionally invested in pursuing your agenda. They are committed to the mission of achieving your success. Telling everyone constantly that all the good ideas came from you might be true, but they will feel excluded and they will not want to help you. I'm sick of hearing how smart he or she is and being told what to do. Also, just to mention in a business sense, it's usually better to work with existing infrastructure in a business rather than to tear everything down and start again, which is often tempting, but it's a waste of energy in most cases. Now, what about work with, not against, with problem solving? This is all about making the most of your circumstances by working with them. People love to ascribe other people's success to luck, but claim credit for their own. The famous South African world champion golfer Gary Player always used to say, "The harder I practice, the luckier I get." Champions aren't lucky. They win because they make the most of their opportunities. When they fail, they work harder, learn from their mistakes, and come back stronger and better prepared. Most great achievers have overcome adversity, critics, and bad luck along the way. The difference between losers and winners is that losers blame their circumstances and winners work with them and make the most of them. People often complain that they did all the right things, but fate served them an unfair deal. There is only one outcome that counts, and that is the actual outcome. If plans keep failing, it is your fault. Could-haves and should-haves enable you to repeat dumb mistakes. You cannot fix problems with the same thinking that caused them. We make plans to achieve specific results. If the outcome is different, by definition, the plan did not work. So there are only two kinds of plans, ones that work and ones that don't. Now, most people waste energy panicking about problems they can't solve. This achieves nothing other than exhaustion. When confronted with difficult circumstances, identify what you can change and modify for the better. Now stop panicking and get on with the job of improving your situation. Work with, not against, your circumstances. People waste a lot of resources fighting when there is no need to. There will always be agitated people bothering you, raising problems, and spoiling for arguments and fights. Most of the time, you should just smile and wave. Only fight if it's absolutely necessary. The best way to defeat haters and doubters is to succeed. So stop fighting and get to work on succeeding. Now, work with, not against, is actually an attitude that you can develop. Your intention must be to be agreeable, get along with other people, not ruffle feathers. Most people feel threatened by contradiction and argument, so there's no point debating opinions in many circumstances. Don't make war if you can make peace. If you adopt work with, not against as an attitude, people will describe you as easy to get along with and welcome your company and contribution, giving you greater influence and better outcomes. So find common ground, work with people, and give them options instead of telling them what to do. You are going to take whatever life throws at you and make the best of it. Instead of thinking in problems, you will take difficult circumstances and find ways to work with them. What can I change to make this better? Life is about overcoming adversity. Everyone encounters obstacles and hardships along the way. Happy and successful people accept these setbacks, learn from their mistakes, and keep moving forward. Enter every situation, every interaction, and every business meeting with the intention to work with, not against others. As Albert Hubbard said, if life gives you lemons, make lemonade. Thank you for joining me, and I look forward to catching up with you in the next episode. If you enjoyed this podcast, please feel free to follow me and share it with your friends. And join me for the next episode of the Life Mastery mini-series. Please note that the views and opinions on this show are my own and do not reflect those of my colleagues or employers.